All right, Pastor Clark, there you go.
Praise the Lord, church. I'm happy to be talking to you tonight. I would like for us to have prayer before I make my remarks to you. Jesus, we love you and we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your hand that is upon us. Lord God, I pray that you would continue to keep your hand upon those that are afflicted with this, that you would give them a speedy recovery. I pray for those that are not infected, that you would keep them protected. And Lord, I pray for our church, everyone, our men, our women, and our young people and children, that you would touch them, I pray, against fear and against uncertainty. And I want to thank you that you are going to help us to stay in peace, in Jesus' name. Well, church, wow, is about all I can say at this point. What a week it has been. And one thing I can say about this week is, for those of you that have been infected with this virus, you can easily remember when you got it, because it was the week that our president also was infected and went to the hospital. I do want to say, church, that this week has started off, and I did talk to you on Tuesday and spoke to you that we would not have church on Wednesday night. And I spoke to you Tuesday, and I believe that I had mentioned that there were a few cases of our people that has, been infected with the virus. And as the week began to go by, my, the count started going up and going up. And I think I've heard about everyone, but there may be some that I haven't heard about. But as of this morning in our church, there is 31 cases of people who are dealing with this. I am very happy to report that most of the cases in our church are what I would call mild to a small amount is moderate. And the mild is, they deal with it from headache to fever to body aches to weaknesses and all of that. And then those that it's moved up to what I'd call a moderate case has been severe headache, spiking fever at night, weakness, fatigue is a big deal, cough, and some losing taste. And so I just want to say that it's our time as our church to deal with this and go through it. There's been a lot of pastors I've talked to, and a lot of our churches have dealt with this earlier, last spring, all through the summer. So we were very, very fortunate that we got by as long as we did. But I do want to say that I don't want anyone to be alarmed or afraid that something serious is going to happen. I don't know if any one of even our moderate cases that they're not improving and moving along. So let's continue to pray and ask the Lord to help us as we, deal with this and work our way through it. Many of you have asked about my wife, and she deeply appreciates your concern. And she wants to thank everyone for those that have sent text messages of offers to help in any way. There has been food that has been dropped off at our doorstep. There's been medicines that has been dropped off, and she really appreciates it. Sister Clark's symptoms that she's had to deal with has been chills, not fever, but chills, and body aches, and then extreme fatigue. And she is doing a little better, but she told me that it's still there and it's still affecting her. I appreciate your concern and prayer for me. So far, so good. I'm doing fine. I wonder if I can pull it off, being here and with my wife and not get it. We're trying to keep our distance and kind of stay apart and come and go, but we'll just see how it goes. I have decided for myself to go ahead and do the same 14-day quarantine as those that have it, since my wife has it and we're together, because I wouldn't want to transfer this to someone else that I'm around. So you might see me at the church. I'm heading straight into the office or things I may have to do. But anyway, I was also sick this week, and I'm telling you this to help some of you that are dealing with this. I've been tested twice, and both times it's been negative in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to be tested again on Monday and see how it's going. But this is why I told some of you with the cold and the flu season starting that you may want to be tested, because you may not have it, but you may have the flu. And what I've had to deal with and is I've had at times a slight headache behind my eyes, and then I've been coughing up phlegm all week, and it's starting to subside, but not a lot, but just a little bit from time to time. And then just kind of feeling like that you've got a cold. And so that's been some of the things that has been taking place. The other thing I would like to say is I wanted to talk about our service tomorrow. I have already announced it, and we have decided that we will not be having church inside the building tomorrow. We will be online, and we will be on the conference call, the same line that I am on right now. And we will have prayer in the morning at 9:30, and then our service will begin at 10 o'clock. In the morning, Brother Albert Fontanez is parked at our church, and we were really looking forward to them preaching for us Wednesday night and tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, but that's not going to work with all this that's going on. But in the morning, we'll have service at 10 as soon as we get through with prayer, and we'll be turning it over shortly to Brother Fontanez to preach to us in the morning. We will have service online tomorrow night on the conference call, 6 o'clock prayer, and 6:30 will be our service. Some of you may want, and this is just a general reminder about our giving, but during this time, as we're not having church, we want to remind you that we'll need to go back to depositing things in the mailbox that has been used in the past. And if some of you would want to give to Brother Fontanez for preaching for us tomorrow and to help them out, you can mark it that way and get it into the church mailbox, and whatever we receive will, of course, go to him. The last thing I would like to say is I want to explain to you, I know that I'm hearing that if you test negative, you hear nothing. But if you test positive, that there's usually a phone call from the CDC, and they're working on contact tracing. And I don't want any of our folks in our church to be fearful about how to answer this and how to deal with this. I've told people that if they ask you any questions, you give them an honest answer. And I know that people are trying to be protective about the fact that we've been in church for the last couple of weeks. But here's two things that can be said if you are questioned in this way. First of all, you can tell them just honestly what we've been doing. You can say we've been outside, we have been online, and we've been in church. But when we were in church, we were distanced, and people were wearing masks when they were moving around. The other thing that can be said, and I'm just giving you this for information, but I talked to one pastor who said that they were told that on these contact questions that they may be asking about, that if there's any of it that you don't feel comfortable about answering because it gets into the privacy area, that you are at liberty to just tell them And that may have to do with anything, family gatherings or other things that you may be concerned that they may question, you know, birthday parties, whatever that is going on. But you can also tell them that you just don't want to answer some questions, and or you don't want to answer certain questions, which is totally fine. So anyway, I just wanted to cover a few things and give you a little update, but let's get ready for service in the morning, and we're looking forward to prayer and the preaching of the Word of God. And I also wanted to mention to you that I know that my voice is still affected from this. I've been with this coughing I've done all week, and at times my voice seems to go out. And so, but I just want to tell you that I feel fine, and I don't have any other symptoms, and it seems as if that things are starting to clear out. So anyway, God bless you. We love you guys, and let's keep in mind that we want to stay in peace and keep our faith, and let's push back against any kind of fear. God bless you. We'll see you in the morning at 9:30 for prayer. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor. And again, everyone, we'll send out a message in the morning before that, just to remind everyone about our service in the morning. God bless all of you in Jesus' name.